This year's primary elections are just around the corner, and among the seats up for grabs are all of the top jobs inside Nevada's executive branch. I sat down with our reporter, Jacob Solis, to find out how those races are shaping up. Jacob, thank you so much for joining me.
I'm glad to be here.
Give me a breakdown first. Which offices are up for re-election this year?
So pretty much everything is up for re-election, especially if we're looking at the executive. Specifically, though, we're talking about five jobs. There's lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, treasurer, and controller. So Republicans swept every single one of those offices in 2014 on the backs of some historically low turnout. So now Democrats are ready to try and take some of those offices back on the hopes that 2018 could end up being the blue wave everyone says it's going to be. But when it comes to the primaries, there just aren't that many competitive races. When you've got an established name, even if that name is just as a state legislator, that recognition could be more than enough to carry longtime politicians straight through low turnout primaries in June and onto the November general.
Let's go through these races one by one, starting off with lieutenant governor. Well, how does that race look?
So Nevada's lieutenant governor, unlike a lot of other states, has relatively few constitutional responsibilities. They're mostly in charge of tourism, and they'll sometimes preside over the Senate floor sessions, but that's about it. They are still, however, the number two person in the executive branch. So just like the U.S. vice president, they could be a stepping stone to the governor's mansion. Caveat, only two lieutenant governors in modern electoral history have ever become governor. That's Paul Laxalt in 1967 and Bob Miller in 1989. There are primary challenges on both sides of this year's race, but it's really a two-horse contest. I mean, on the Republican side, you've got Senate Minority Leader Michael Roberson from Las Vegas, and for the Democrats, you've got former state treasurer Kate Marshall. Both are strong candidates, but they've also had lots of time in office, 8 years a pop for each, to accumulate plenty of baggage. Marshall has lost two elections since 2011, and Roberson has adopted some very, very strong positions that may not jibe with all voters. So this is going to be an interesting one to track later in the year.
Talk to me about Attorney General.
Okay, so the Attorney General is a state's top law officer, and their duties can vary a lot depending on both their priorities and what kind of legal battles the state is finding itself in. So, for instance, the current Attorney General and a Republican candidate for governor, Adam Laxalt, he's used his office for both addressing the state's backlog of rape kits and for signing on to national lawsuits that are challenging liberal laws from, like, California, for instance. The race here is also between two well-known faces around Carson City. I mean, you've got the Republican Deputy Attorney General Wes Duncan. He's received the support of a lot of Nevada sheriffs, and you've got Senate Majority Leader Democrat Aaron Ford. Both have backgrounds in law, but both are probably going to be caught up in the politics of the governor's race down this stretch.
So what about Secretary of State?
So the Secretary of State is one of the executive branch's more administrative jobs. They handle things like issuing business licenses and overseeing elections. This also happens to be one of two executive-level races with an incumbent, a Republican Barbara Sagaski. She'll likely take on Democrat Nelson Araujo, a two-term assemblyman from Las Vegas. There's a possibility for a deeply partisan election, because that's always there, especially considering Sagaski stirred up some voter fraud controversy late last year. But because of the responsibilities of the Secretary of State, I would be surprised if this race in particular produced a lot of fireworks.
We also have a race for treasurer, right?
Right. So the state treasurer manages the state's debts and investments. They're also looking at things like the disbursement of educational money, think the Millennium Scholarship or the prepaid tuition program. There was going to be a Democratic primary battle between former Assemblyman and Democrat Andrew Martin, who lost the race for controller back in 2014, and Zach Canine, who also lost an Assembly-level primary in 2016, though Martin withdrew his name from the race late last month. On the Republican side, you've got former Vegas City Councilman Bob Beers taking on Derek Uehara, who tried and failed to win a seat in the Henderson City Council in 2015.
And last but not least, how was the race for controller looking?
So the controller is essentially the state's auditor. They act like a CFO would in the private sector. They're the ones doing the state's accounting. They're collecting on debts and checking if the budget and fiscal policy are lining up with state and federal constitutions. The sitting controller is Republican Ron Connect. He rode the Republican wave in 2014 to a pretty comfortable victory and has since stayed pretty true to his conservative bona fides. Right now, though, he's only got one opponent in Democrat Catherine Byrne. She's a CPA and a relative unknown.
Thank you so much, Jacob.
No problem.
Jacob Solis is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Paul Boger.